Every cloud has a silver lining, so they say, but the many clouds that have constituted the Czech summer so far have a sort of golden yellow hue for me. That is the colour of the chanterelle mushroom, or liška in Czech. They are the main mushroom growing in the forest near my chalupa, and thanks to the switch between sauna tropical and stormy weather, are growing like never before. I soon filled a basket within an hour last weekend, and that was leaving behind specimens I would have jumped at in the past. There is a sort of worry on that count, though. As soon as the rain stopped, we were out with a basket and knife, but so were a lot of other people as well. In fact, the hills were alive with rustlings and scrapings. I have never seen so many people at that lonely bit of forest. I should not have been surprised. We had seen the telltale signs, mushroom stems without heads, of Homo checus fungus before. As a latecomer to the world of mushrooms, I basically know three types that, partly based on the fact I am writing now, are reasonably edible and not poisonous. So I feel a bit handicapped on the collecting front. According to local folklore around Mariánské Lázně, and Czechs are very careful about not giving clues away about their favourite collecting haunts, the pickings are better towards Cheb, near the German border. In fact, the story continues that Czechs pop over the German side and then sell the German mushrooms back to the Germans. I'm not certain whether this is a false trail. An expedition to the border is being planned, and I will report back on the results. Another problem is also the forest-living, disease-carrying ticks. Ticks, like mushrooms, are a bit of a Czech discovery for me, and maybe vice versa. Coming back from the latter, I now imagine I have some of the former. My discovery of one uninvited lodger yesterday perhaps proves I'm not paranoid. My girlfriend, who is a head shorter than me, cannot work out quite why I get all the tick attention, and she seems immune. It is, I say, like lightning. They go for the tallest objects first. The fact that our dog used to collect even more ticks than me in the past sort of disproves that vertical separation theory. I argue back, however, that he used to cover more ground, and in that way boosted his tick collection chances. Once, on a packed public bus from a weekend trip just north of Mělník, we had the uncomfortable spectacle of what appeared to be an army of ticks scurrying around the dog's body on an hour-long journey back to Prague. We tried not to notice while edging away from the dog, and hoped the other bus passengers had not either. With the same weather, I might be out again in the woods soon. If you do not hear from me again, I just might have got some tick disease, or my flawed mushroom know-how could have taken a fatal turn.
Chris Johnstone with his letter from Prague. And finally, in a new edition of